Chamberlain rose for a better look. It was Hancock, all right. General Hancock had mounted his horse and was riding slowly along that ripped and thundering crest, chatting through puffs of smoke and showers of dirt to the men behind the wall. The men crouched in holes. There was an orderly behind him carrying the flag of the corps. The two horses moved slowly, unconcernedly along. An incredible sight, a dreamlike sight. They moved on up the line, ethereal, untouched. But the shells were definitely beginning to pass overhead. The Rebs were lengthening their aim, beginning to fire high, too long. Chamberlain saw a solid shot furrow the earth, an instant hole, almost a tunnel. Black, spitting, and the shot rebounded 100 feet into the air, spinning off across the road. Another caisson went. The hospital was pooled in smoke, as in the morning mist. Chamberlain rolled over onto his back and lay for a while longer, hands clasped on his chest, gazing at the sky, trying to see the balls as they passed. He became aware for the first time of the incredible variety of sound. The great roar was composed of 1,000 different rips and whispers, most incredible noise he had ever heard or imagined, like a great orchestra of death. All the sounds of myriad death. The whicker-wicker of certain shells, the weird thin scream of others, the truly frightful sound made by one strange species that came every few moments, an indescribable keening, like old death as a woman gone mad and a-hunting you, screaming. That would be the Whitworth, new English cannon the Rebs had. Then there were the sounds of the bursts, flat splats in the air, deeper bursts in ground, brutal smash and crack of shot into rock, shots splattering dirt and whining off, whispers of rock fragments and dirt fragments and small bits of metal and horse and man rippling the air, spraying the ground, humming the air, and the Union cannon braying away one after another, and an occasional scream, sometimes even joy, some of the cannoneers screaming with joy at hitting something, as when they saw a caisson blow up across the way. They could see the explosion from here, above the smoke, but not much else, too much smoke. Possibly that's why the Reb shells were going overhead. Reb artillery never very accurate, thank the Lord. Elevation too high now. And we ought to conserve our long-range stuff. They'll be coming now in a few moments, once the guns stop. God knows how many of them will come this time. Right in the path, Joshua, aren't you? Well, we ought to save our artillery then, damn it, and let them get out in the open. But they'll be coming again. Please, God, let's stop them. I have this one small regiment. He thought, must form the regiment. Face the crest. Enough ammunition? Send Tom to the rear. Poor old Kilrain. We'll miss you. We're right in the path. Would not have missed this for anything. Not anything in the world. We'll rest now. Dreamily. He put his face down. The shells fell all down the line, all over the crest, down in the road and back in the woods and on the hospital and in the artillery park. Chamberlain went to sleep.